a covert entry point that provides a secret way into a user's computer that is unknown to the user. Also used by programmers while developing a software program so that they can go into the program to fix problems. A secure connection authenticates the site as genuine and encrypts the information being communicated, so an attacker cannot make use of any data that is intercepted. Can you trust any website, even one that uses a secure connection? No, because the site owner may not be vigilant about applying all the necessary security patches, or forcing users or administrators to respect good password practices. So you can't assume that any supposedly secure site is invulnerable to attack. Secure HTTP, Hypertext Transfer Protocol, or SSL, Secure Sockets Layer, provides an automatic mechanism that uses digital certificates not only to encrypt information being sent to the distant site, but also to provide authentication, an assurance that you are communicating with the genuine website. However, this protection mechanism does not work for users who fail to pay attention to whether the site name displayed in the address bar is, in fact, the correct address of the site they're trying to access. Lingo. Secure Sockets Layer. A protocol developed by Netscape that provides authentication of both client and server in a secure communication on the Internet. Another security issue, mostly ignored, appears as a warning message that says something like, "This site is not secure, or the security certificate has expired. Do you want to go to the site anyway?" Many Internet users don't understand the message, and when it appears, they simply click OK or Yes and go on with their work, unaware that they may be on quicksand. Be warned. On a website that does not use a secure protocol, you should never enter any confidential information, such as your address or phone number, credit card or bank account numbers, or anything else you want to keep private. Thomas Jefferson said, "Maintaining our freedom required eternal vigilance. Maintaining privacy and security in a society that uses information as currency requires no less." Becoming virus savvy. A special note about virus software. It is essential for the corporate intranet, but also essential for every employee who uses a computer. Beyond just having antivirus software installed on their machines, users obviously need to have the software turned on, which many people don't like because it inevitably slows down some computer functions. With antivirus software, there's another important procedure to keep in mind as well. Keeping the virus definitions up to date. Unless your company is set up to distribute software or updates over the network to every user, each individual user must carry the responsibility of downloading the latest set of virus definitions on his own. My personal recommendation is to have everyone set the virus software preferences so that new virus definitions are automatically updated every day. Simply put, you're vulnerable unless the virus definitions are updated regularly. And even so, you're still not completely safe from viruses or worms that the antivirus software companies don't yet know about or haven't yet published a detection pattern file for. All employees with remote access privileges from their laptops or home computers need to have updated virus software and a personal firewall on those machines at a minimum. A sophisticated attacker will look at the big picture to seek out the weakest link, and that's where he'll attack. Reminding people with remote computers regularly about the need for personal firewalls and updated, active virus software is a corporate responsibility, because you can't expect that individual workers, managers, salespeople, and others remote from an IT department will remember the dangers of leaving their computers unprotected. Beyond these steps, I strongly recommend use of the less common, but no less important, software packages that guard against Trojan horse attacks, so-called anti-Trojan software. At the time of this writing, two of the better-known programs are The Cleaner, www.moosoft.com, www.moosoft.com, and Trojan Defense Sweep, www.diamondcs.com.au, www.diamondcs.com.au. Finally, what is probably the most important security message of all for companies that do not scan for dangerous emails at the corporate gateway? Since we all tend to be forgetful or negligent about things that seem peripheral to getting our jobs done, employees need to be reminded over and over again in different ways about not opening email attachments unless they are certain that the source is a person or organization they can trust. And management also needs to remind employees that they must use active virus software and anti-Trojan software that provides invaluable protection against the seemingly trustworthy email that may contain a destructive payload.